Welcome to Ask the Pastor. The question today is, who is my neighbor? Jesus was asked that very question in the book of Luke chapter 10. And of course, there was a lawyer who was trying to trick Jesus, or at least tempt him or test him, as he asked him, what shall I do to inherit eternal life, in verse 25 of Luke 10. And of course, Jesus answered, and this is what Jesus said he needed to do to inherit eternal life. And he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And then, of course, this man asked Jesus, this lawyer did, and the lawyer, by the way, was a lawyer of the Word, the Old Testament law, but he willing to justify himself, verse 29 said, he asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? Now, Jesus, in answering that question for that lawyer that day, He told a story, and I don't mean something that's not true. It was a true story. Some people call it a parable, and it's okay if you want to label it that, but I know this is what we call the parable of the Good Samaritan. People do, but it's really a true story about a true incident that happened. A parable is a window through which to see truth, which if Jesus did tell a parable, it's still truth. But here in this story, he said a certain man, a certain priest, a certain Samaritan. So there is an individual there involved in this story. So when the man asks, who is my neighbor? We can look at this story, this true story that Jesus told about the man. Of course, it was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among the thieves. Now, probably that was a Jew from all indication, what we know of at that time. The thieves were on the road, and he fell among them. They stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, verse 30 says of Luke 10. And departed, leaving him half dead. Now that's a picture, really, of all sinners, people who are lost. They're half dead. They're dead spiritually, but they're alive. In other words, they're physically, they're still alive. And Romans 5:6 said, we're without strength and with ungodly, and we're enemies of God and sinners against God. So therefore, we're weak for good and strong for evil. But whenever God touches you, you're to the place to where you're still dead in trespasses and sin, but you're hurting and you need help. And a lot of people do not understand the people that are in that condition spiritually, and they won't help. Now, when Jesus asked this question, who is my neighbor? He gave that story about that man. And then he said there was a what happened, that man stripped him of the thieves. So as I look at that, I think there's three different attitudes that's given here. And Jesus is bringing this man to a point to show him who his neighbor is, what kind of attitude his neighbor needs to have, or he as a neighbor needs to have. And so who is my neighbor? This thief, first of all, had the attitude of what's up thine is mine and I'll take it. And by the way, it was thieves, there's more than one. So they beat the man up, left him for half dead, and they had that attitude, what's thine is mine and I'll take it. And so that's what a lot of people do today. They follow the golden rule, do unto others before they do it unto you. That's the world golden rule, that's not God's golden rule, okay? So, but the world is full of thieves of all kind. Crime's on the rise, many are running the streets, too lazy to work, too irresponsible to keep a job, but they want all the fine things of the world, and therefore they steal and think nothing of it. What's thine is mine, and I'll take it. And so this man definitely wasn't the neighbor that he was referring to here, but many young men steal a young girl's virtue, say it's okay. Okay, she consented, when in reality he put such pressure on her that she gave in. And said, if in essence, if you really love me, you wouldn't say no. But when really neither one of them know what love is at that time of the game, I guess you could say. Then you have people in school who cheat on the test, steal answer from someone else, and that's a thief. What's thine is mine, and I'll take it. And then when you misrepresent something you sell, and you tell them it's okay when it's not okay, then you're really stealing something. You're a thief. You're a thief. When you don't tithe, your tithe belongs to God. When you don't tithe, you're taking it for your own benefit, doing what you want. They really got the attitude of the thief. What's thine is mine, and I'll take it. Well, also you see you steal from the boss by hiding out on the job, not doing the work you're supposed to do. You say everybody's doing it, don't matter, still a thief, got the wrong attitude. And when you try to, in other words, God doesn't like a thief. In fact, he said in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, he listed some people there who are not going to heaven. And a thief is one of those. Now, you can be a thief and be saving, and when God looks at you, he don't look at you as a thief, okay? But the thing about it, you got the wrong attitude, the thief did. And he left the man half dead. What's mine is thine, and I'll take it. He left the man there, so he definitely wasn't that man's neighbor. Well, it goes on in this story that Jesus told and said by verse 31, says, by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. So that's talking about the religious crowd. The priest was a Levite, and yet he separated the priest from the Levite. Because they had to be of the tribe of Levi, the priest did, but the Levite was also God's tithe, the people he used to take the temple, work in the temple and take the tabernacle and move it from place to place in the Old Testament. So it's a religious crowd. The priest could represent the preacher. The Levite could represent the church member, if you please. And they had an attitude, what's mine is mine and I'll keep it. They wasn't a neighbor either to this man. And so therefore, that's what's mine is mine, and I'll keep it. Well, they're full of self, self-centered, if you please. And their motive for all they do is to puff up self, whether it be preaching, singing, teaching, praying, or giving. They got the wrong attitude. They're really not concerned about others. They're not the neighbor to the other people that's half dead, if you please. Well, they make a big show. That's what the Pharisees did. They stood in Luke 18, 11, and 12, and this is a parable where the Pharisee prayed and said, I'm glad I'm not like other men. I do this, I do all this, but I'm not like that publican there, and they're so pious. But what they do is what's mine is mine, and I'll keep it, in other words. And people who are merchandising the souls of men for nickels and noses, in other words, they may stand well with the brethren, but I won't tell you, they don't with God. They're the Pharisees. They're stealing. They're religious. They won't go over. See, one passed by on the other side, wouldn't even look at the man that's in the ditch half dead. And the other went by and at least looked, but he's afraid he'd get connected about it. But there was the third man that came by at that particular time. And that man was the Samaritan, a certain Samaritan, it said in verse 33. As he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. In other words, that's the Samaritan, and his attitude was, what's mine is thine, and I'll share it. It represents the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's our example. In other words, what this man, why did this man have the attitude when in reality, if you think about it, he was hated by the Jews. He was a Samaritan, a half-breed. And probably that morning that man had been beaten and left half dead in the ditch, had prayed and said, don't let my eyes fall upon a Samaritan today. But yet, when he was half dead, he didn't worry about that. And that Samaritan, who represented Jesus, of course, came by and came where he was, the Bible said. And he had compassion on him. And verse 34 said, he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto them, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will pay thee. So as Jesus gave this up, this man as this had the attitude, what's mine is thine, and I'll share it. That's what the Samaritan's attitude is, and that's the one that he's talking about here. He had compassion when he saw something. That's the reason he had compassion. He also not only saw something, he felt something. He was moved. His emotion stirred him to help. Even that Jew that probably prayed that morning, don't even let my eyes fall upon the Samaritan, and he did something that way. And it cost him something, his money, and he told the innkeeper, I'll pay all that's needed when I come again. And so therefore, you really realize something, that's the three attitudes that they have. And that's the thief who had the attitude, what is thine is mine and I'll take it. The religious crowd, many times the pastor and the church members, if you please, included, what's mine's mine and I'll keep it. And then the third one, the Samaritan, said, what is mine is thine and I'll share it with you. Now, after Jesus gave this story and told his story, which I believe was a true story, he said to this man, verse 36, which of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And this man spoke up and said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. In other words, we have a responsibility to go and share what God's given us with others. If we're going to, and it's the neighbors we're concerned about. Now, who is our neighbor? It's anyone our paths cross. It don't have to be next door neighbor where you live or somebody of relationship in the family that you might call a neighbor. It's anybody that God lets cross your path, just like this Samaritan crossed the path of that Jew that day. He's the one that was my neighbor. So this the lawyer, if you please, he answered rightly, but Jesus put him on a spot in one sense. So you say, well, now wait, what's mine is thine, and I'll share it. Wow, we can't do who we share it with. Just my family. There was one man prayed. He said, bless me, my wife, my son John, his wife, us four, no more. Well, that's not right. We're supposed to reach out and help others, and that's who the neighbor is. And Jesus said, if you want eternal life, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. That's anyone that crosses your path. You need to have an attitude toward them. As what's mine is thine, and I'll share it to you. And you said, but what's in it for me? Peter asked that question one day. In other words, he said, as he asked Jesus, said, well, Lord, we've forsaken everything to go with you. What's in it for us? Well, I want to tell you, there's a dividend for every investment you make, no matter who it is. And that, he said, you'll receive hundredfold in this life what you give up. That's 10,000% interest. You can't draw that interest from any bank. I guarantee you that. So therefore, this neighbor... Who is my neighbor? If you're thinking about it, it's anyone that God lets your path cross. Someone who's in need. And listen, folks are in need, even though they may seem to have all the money they need as far as they were buying things and riches and whatnot and good houses, clothes and whatnot, cars and whatnot. But what about their soul? And the psalmist said in Psalms 142, no man cares for my soul. And those people that's like that's half dead, I mean, they're dead spiritually, but alive physically, and they're hurting because they need to know, where can I get eternal life? And when God says, you know, you have something, you have capability, God's given you not just money, but God's given you something to share the Word of God, the truth of real salvation to them, that Jesus saves and salvation's of the Lord. Then when you pass by, what's mine is thine, and I'll share it with you. That is who your neighbor is. May God help us to be a neighbor to those our paths cross from day to day. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day unto you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.